The Department of Education and the Board of Education are servants of the community, and in that capacity are asking everyone, students, teachers, and their parents, to weigh in on their strategic plan for the next 3 years. The online survey is an opportunity to chart a course specific to education in our islands, taking advantage of newly relaxed federal guidelines. Alex Harris, Senior Program Officer for Education of the Harold K.L. Castle Foundation, has details. Good morning, Alex. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
Good morning, Chris. It's a real pleasure to be with you.
You refer to, in the sort of presentation of the survey, you refer to the fact that the feds are evidently giving the states more room. Is that accurate?
That's correct. And I think it's appropriate as we end, near the end of this school year, to first just express our appreciation for all the teachers and principals in our public schools for all of their hard work. You're absolutely correct. The federal ESSA law, which is replacing No Child Left Behind, which has been the sort of the law of the land that education has worked within for the last 10 or 12 years, does have more flexibility in it.
I heard descriptions of No Child Left Behind that described the states as feeling somewhat hamstrung by some of those rules. Is that fair to say?
There certainly was a mixed bag. On the plus side, the No Child Left Behind law shone a flashlight on some of the underperformance of student subgroups. For example, students with economic disadvantages. And so collecting data on the performance of those students was really important in order to close achievement gaps. But you're correct that there were also some constraints that folks felt in terms of the law pushing more of a compliance mentality on schools and the states.
And when you say achievement gaps, we've also learned a great deal about the social, what would I call them, the social causes of those achievement gaps, right? Kind of the effect of cultural differences, language differences on achievement.
Absolutely. Let me just share kind of a quick data point with
Please,
you.
Last
year, all 11th grade students were asked by the Department of Education what their aspirations were for their life beyond high school. Mm-hmm. And some of them said that they wanted to go on and get a college degree, either a two-year, a four-year, or a graduate degree. But unfortunately, if the trends of the last couple of years hold true, only about half of them will actually go on to college, and of those, only another half will complete college. And so the Board of Education's strategic plan review and extension really asks two questions. The first, what does student success look like in the K-12 system? And then second, what kinds of supports, to your point, are really needed to help students and schools further develop these aspirations? And to answer these two questions, the Board of Education has asked thousands of educators and parents and community members for their input in this process through focus groups and an online survey.
You know, the cost of even one student who wants to go to college not being able to do it is, you know, just even thinking about even an individual case is troubling. But in those numbers, it's more than troubling, isn't it?
You're absolutely right, and particularly for an island economy where 70% of all our jobs are going to require at least some college background, it's particularly important from an economic standpoint that our students meet their aspirations.
You know, I wonder if people would be aware of that number, that 90% figure being as high as it is, because I think that maybe there's a perception that there's fewer students are going to college because fewer students want to, but that's clearly not the case, according to those figures.
No, and you know what? It surprised us, too. And that's the reason that we began this process with a pretty extensive listening tour, talking to students, and students at all ranges of performance. And we heard some incredibly powerful testimony from them, statements like, I don't have to look like college material. I know I am. And it's really important, we think, that this next round of strategic planning be centered upon a vision of student success and that we hold that up as a North Star and then build the systems and the structures and the strategies around that vision.
You can sort of reverse engineer the ideal college student from college acceptance patterns, too, yeah?
That's true. That's true. Although we are seeing some interesting patterns emerge in some new work that a number of high schools are leading and new innovations. So, for example, we've seen an explosion of early college programs in the last few years where community colleges are offering coursework on the high school campus. And so we're seeing thousands of students graduating with at least 6 college credits from high school, which I think is a remarkable development. We've also seen more and more high schools developing career academies that are tied to a particular industry focus, say, for example, a health focus that connects, again, to a nursing track at the collegiate level so that students can explore their interests in high school and then focus more concretely in college. And so these are just two examples of innovations from the school level that the system needs to now be built around to scale and to structure so that they're more available across the rest of the state. And that's what we hope to do with this plan.
I'm sure, Alex, that there's some sort of data about what it is that makes colleges turn a student down, right? That they, you know, we know what it is they like, but also we can kind of gather some information about what it is that maybe halts your progress toward college.
Sure, and there's some particularly important gateways that we see students needing to achieve on their path to college. Mm-hmm. So completion of Algebra 1, for example, not having any failing grades in ninth grade. These are really important gateways as a student starts to matriculate onwards. And then knocking down some of the barriers around college access, whether it's advice from counselors or understanding around what milestones they need to meet by certain points in the collegiate application process. It's a, as you know, it's a very complicated process that's not really set up perfectly to help students succeed right now.
Well, it sounds as if it's a kind of a combination of removing barriers, creative incentives, and being very specific about what milestones have to be reached, yeah?
That's exactly right. Well said.
Because, in particular, that thing about no failing grades in ninth grade, that can bite you later on, and it might be a time when you're still pretty much a kid and not attuned to the seriousness of the path you're on, yeah?
You're exactly right. So there's a lot of academic preparation that goes into future success, as we know. And I think the good news is that over the last 10 years, Hawaii has made remarkable progress, and its gains in math and reading as a state are the second highest in the nation over the last 10 years. We've seen chronic absenteeism dropping significantly, disciplinary incidences going down. They're down by 18 points over the last 4 years. We're seeing almost double the number of students taking advanced placement exams, and our college going rates are going up. And so I think we've seen a lot of data that are encouraging that students are better behaved and more prepared. and again, this is another important reason to reopen the strategic plan and look at a new set of strategies that are going to help us reach some of the students for whom haven't been making the gains, where graduation rates and achievement gaps are still stuck and needing a different set of strategies for those folks.
Well, Alex, I'm sure you're going to gather some pretty important information from the public, and we'll give them the link to do exactly that. Thanks very much for talking with us this morning.
Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate your time today.
You bet.
Hello.
Alex Harris is Senior Program Officer for Education at the Harold K. L. Castle Foundation. He served in the Hawaii Department of Education's Office of Strategic Reform, where he directed the department's recruitment, evaluation, and support of teachers and leaders. The DOE and the Board of Education are conducting a survey on the community conversation blog, hi-quality-ed.tumblr.com. That survey will be open until May 31st, and you can link to it through our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.